Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the second of our special episodes of Friends with Friends. My name's Pete Allison, this is Dave Cribb.
Ahoy yo, what's going on?
Not much at all.
Not sure about ahoy yo at all, I thought I'd mix two.
I didn't want to raise it, but it was an unusual choice of welcome.
It's worth raising, Pete. I want you to challenge me, I don't want to get away with this sort of shit, you know?
Okay, well that was unforgivable, let's move on.
Yes, the second of our mini-eps, whilst we're on a small hiatus, sunning ourselves on various holidays, no doubt, by which I mean I think Pete is in Leeds and I briefly went to North Wales for work.
I mean, given this is audio, I could claim that I was in some glamorous location right now, but no, I'm in Leeds.
Yeah, no, let's just say it. We're both in Barbados at some sort of paleontology conference and we're having a great time.
So today's special episode, it was one that when we identified the title of this one, I wasn't aware it was a clip episode. And still, having watched it, I'm not entirely sure why it is.
So here's the thing, right? Let's crack into it because there's a lot to talk about with this one, in the sense that the first of the clip episodes we did on last week's podcast, the one with the invitation, was that had a very distinct narrative, didn't it? It had a very obvious reason for being there.
It had a specific purpose, yes.
And all the clips were of a theme. And this episode particularly feels really like they were filling a slot towards the end of season 6. But it's the one with mac and cheese. It's season 6, episode 20. Here's the synopsis in case you haven't watched it recently. Joey gets his hopes up over his first significant acting job since Dr. Drake Ramore. He has the part of a science fiction hero, Mac Machiavelli, the crime-fighting partner of a cool robot. That's what it says on Wikipedia. Cool robot. I'm not sure that is true. Cheese. But Monica bursts into the apartment, making Chandler forget to finish a note for Joey that his decisive second audition has been moved 2 hours earlier. Meanwhile, the friends reminisce about other instances where they have messed up. By miracle, Joey gets another chance, which Chandler writes down correctly. So, I mean, that kind of gives you the gist of what happened, but what it doesn't really tell you is how many random clips from old episodes of Friends are in this one episode, and there is not really a theme that ties them through, is there?
Well, I thought when I realised it was about Joey and about his acting, the first montage in it is highlighting Joey's bad acting jobs, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I sort of thought that that was where it was going, that all the sort of throwback clips, if you like, were going to be about his career and them going along to watch him in various bad productions and things like that. But then, like, the montages, there's four notable ones.
Yeah.
And if you look at the subject of them, like, the first one is Joey's bad acting jobs.
Yeah.
The next is a montage of all the other friends experiencing stress at work.
Oh, I mean, we'll talk about that one in a bit.
Then there's a montage of them being bad friends to each other, which includes, for no apparent reason, Rachel and Ross arguing, and it's the same clip that we've seen in last week's clip episode, where it's just them falling out, Ross storming out, him doing that fake crying, fine by me, that whole bit. And then there's just a montage of them hugging. Set to music.
Well, I think we should, yeah, I mean, that is the one where it really feels more than anything like they've gone, we are 90 seconds short in this episode. How can we make this up very quickly? Because what basically happens, and we'll go over the other sort of clip sequences, and basically the premises for each clip sequence basically get thinner and thinner as the episode goes on, don't
they?
Sort of,
they do.
And they're properly, they talk into them in more and more hilarious ways, like proper, almost like Amdram style scripting. Do you know what I mean? Where they're just
attempting
like,
to tee them
it's
up.
Not like any other of us have experienced stress at work, is it? Roll clips. It's, you know, you can almost hear them just sort of going, here come the clips. But the one at the end with the hugging is like real. Like they just, it's when Joey finally gets the part of Mac and Cheese and they hug and that's it. And it just goes into a montage of Chandler and Joey hugging and then
sets
other
of music
hugging.
As well.
Yeah, it is real strange. But let's go back to the start, shall we? So, the premise of... this is one of those episodes where this is quite a pivotal moment, again, in sort of Friends, in the Friends plotline, isn't it? Because it's Joey getting this job, which does become a fairly big part of his career. I mean, if you retro-analyse Joey's career, he's not had that many huge hits. But the reason we get the first lot of clips, like you say, which is the Joey bad acting, basically, is he's got this big audition and he's nervous that he's not a very good actor, basically. And all the other friends, inexplicably, are going, do you know what, mate? You're absolutely fucking fantastic at acting. And I know the joke is then that they show all of him being terrible acting, but the friends are, I don't think... the other friends are doing Joey any favours in this situation because they are really egging him on.
Do you know what it's like? It's like in the glory days of The X Factor when you get someone who auditioned whose family had clearly told them that they were wonderful and very, very talented. Then they'd audition and they'd be laughed out of the room. Like, that's the same kind of thing that's going on here.
But that's what should happen, Pete. But what happens? He gets the bloody part. He gets the part on a big TV show.
A second choice, but still.
Second choice behind the allergy guy, but still. Yeah. So it goes into this. And what I will say is this clips, the first clip sequence is brilliant. It's three of the best bits of Friends. It's the smell the fart acting. It's Joey in his stage production of Freud, where he sings that, all you want is a tinkle
song. Right, what is the subject of that song? Is it about a woman wanting to be a man?
It's a song about penis envy.
All you want is a tinkle.
All you want is a tinkle because you envy the schwang.
Lyrically.
Through which you can tinkle or play with or simply let hang.
It is an incredible bit of writing.
It is brilliant and super catchy.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that I have in my head for at least one day every month. So then after that we get the Al Pacino butt sequence. So like those three bits are really good iconic moments of Joey being a terrible actor. And Joey being a terrible actor is, as we know, one of the most enjoyable things in all of Friends, isn't
it?
Yes. Yeah. So we get there, and I imagine you're at the same point as me at this stage, Pete, going, this is going to actually be a corker of an ep. Because I remember the bits that aren't the clips, but I've obviously sort of subconsciously blocked out which clips they use in these clip shows because, you know, you place them in other episodes in your head, don't you? And you recontextualize them. So I'd kind of forgotten what the rest of it was. And then we cut to this strange sequence where Ross and Chandler are playing chess in Central Perk.
Yes, and what is it, Chandler, that he doesn't really realise that they're playing? He says something like, oh, I didn't realise we were playing or something.
Yeah, I think Ross goes, it's your move, and Chandler says, oh, are we playing this? Basically, which is a funny gag. And then basically Joey comes in, doesn't he? And he's had a stressful first audition. And I could not recite to you the entire script of this scene, but it's effectively, Joey comes in and goes, whoa, that was stressful. Not that you guys would understand it. You know, being an actor is pretty stressful.
Yeah.
And Chandler goes, yes, it's not like the rest of us have stress in our jobs, is it? And then we just go into this bizarre sequence of really disparate plot lines, some of which, you know, they're all basically based at their own work.
Two of which are, well, it's Monica and Phoebe, their work-based stress is both of them being quite horrendously harassed as well.
Yeah, so the Monica with the salad guy, are they dirty and all of that when she's preparing that salad. And then Phoebe's is when Paolo's hitting on her in the massage parlour, isn't it?
Yeah, and then exposes himself to her.
Yes, and then exposes himself to her. And then the other ones are the weenus, Chandler's weenus, which is a really, really short clip, like 10-second clip. Rachel stressing out in a really sort of non-memorable scene where she's just had to help a woman put on a thong and she didn't even buy it. And yeah. she's on the phone to Monica going, I'm quitting, leaving that answer phone message. And then our old friend to finish that montage, Ross's sandwich.
Yes. I feel like these clips in this episode, like we seem to have covered a lot of them in episodes of Friends with Friends. Like it was just a case of ticking them off as you went through it. Yeah, done that one. Yeah, done that one.
Which I guess does prove that what they have done is choose, you know, some really great clips from really good episodes, because yeah. all the episodes that are ones that people have chosen as their favourite. They are all great clips in themselves. It's just why they're there is at best confusing.
You mentioned the scenes outside of the montages. Two brilliant bits in this episode. It's when the beginning and end, when Joey is enlisting the help of Phoebe and later on Ross in reading the script, rehearsing the script.
Yeah.
Like those bits are so good. Like Ross appearing with that toy gun. Like that'll be a neat trick when you're dead. And it's the whole really hammy way that he's sort of checking the script because he doesn't know the lines off by heart. And that's also a massive difference in Ross there, because Ross would not, this Ross that we're seeing where he's kind of quite like Phoebe in terms of embracing it, thinking he's doing a really good job of acting. Early Ross was too uptight for that.
Right.
Early Ross wouldn't have done that. Yeah, he's loosening up and he's becoming the different second era Ross, which timing-wise is about right, given this is, what, series 6, episode 20. Very different Ross to the initial Ross.
Yeah, and those scenes feel like the sort of scenes that could have been dreadful in other people's hands. You know, the logic is obviously Joey being a bad actor is funny. Let's make Phoebe and Ross basically do the same thing and think they're doing very good serious acting, but they're genuinely terrible. But both Lisa Kudrow and David Schwimmer are just so brilliant at it, aren't they? And it is those two scenes specifically are really, really enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, best bits are like Phoebe doing her overacting with "I'm a robot, I'm just a machine," and the slightly hysterical way that she says that, and then Ross appearing as the baddie are, I think, the two best parts of this whole episode.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So unlike the invitation episode that we did last week, there's a lot more original storyline in this one, isn't there? I'd say probably 50% of the episode is an episode of Friends that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And then 50% is sort of strangely interspersed clips.
Yeah, last week the narrative was very much, is Ross going to invite Rachel? And when he does, is she going to say yes? And that's basically it. Whereas here, there is much, much more going on.
Yeah, and the basic thing is Chandler gets the phone call and gets interrupted whilst writing this message on the Magna Doodle thing.
Yeah.
And so the first thing is, there's a scene where Joey gets mad at Chandler. Understandably, he's, you know, messed up this big career opportunity. And Joey says something like, what are you even doing picking up my phone? You don't live here. As if suddenly, 6 years in, social boundaries have become a real problem for that friendship group.
Yes, that's what we've been saying as viewers for absolutely ages. Why have you just clocked this? Yeah,
it's taken you 6.5 years to go, guys, why are we just wandering into each other's apartments and picking up the phone? And it only really becomes a problem when it affects their career devastatingly. But it's one of those moments where you go, yes, you've put the nail on the head. You've become self-aware about basically the inherent problems of your entire social group.
The other brilliant Joey bit in this is when he's explaining the concept of mac and cheese to, I think it's Monica, Rachel and Chandler, isn't it? The three of them.
Chandler, yeah. Yeah.
And he spells out what cheese means. And just at the point that you get quite how ludicrous the concept is, a very typically Joey line of, they really lucked out that it spells cheese.
Yeah, which, that's the title of the show.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite Joey lines in this episode.
Yeah, and do you know what I was thinking watching that was, it's a real shame that we've wasted this episode without a guest, because there were some great lightning round quiz questions in this one, like what does cheese stand for and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, of course.
There's a few moments in this episode where I was like, oh, that's a great quiz question. And some of the episodes, it's very hard to find them, isn't it?
We've been clutching at straws before.
Friends with friends, clutching at straws for 30 episodes now. So then we've had the Joey bad acting montage. We've had the stress in their jobs montage. And now we're at the point where Chandler has written this half message on the Magna Doodle on the back of the door. Monica's interrupted him and he's just left it. And the problem is, even if he'd finished that message, that is not a good enough method of communication to get a message to your best friend about a really important thing, is it? I mean, they must have had texts by then. This is like the year 2000. They've definitely got pagers. They've got phones. Why is he not ringing him? Why is he not texting him? You know, why is he not trying to send fairly urgent messages to Joey? Instead, he's just like, oh, I'll just pop it on the pop it and on the whiteboard on the back of the door.
Other thing is, like, while I'm sure they are very difficult to write on, his handwriting on them is so appalling that even if Joey had seen it, he probably wouldn't be able to tell what that says.
I this week, actually, big news, guys, big podcast news, I bought a little key ring holder thing for my hallway, and it's got a little whiteboard on it with a little
Has it?
Yeah, so I can now leave messages for my girlfriend and flatmate.
But surely, given the size of your key ring, it would be difficult to leave such an extensive note on there.
Yes, it's not an extensive note, and all it really says at the moment is nobody likes Cornelius, who's my flatmate. So, and I imagine that message will just stay there forever. Until either he or somebody else notices and wipes it off.
But, sure.
You know, we'll see. Maybe he'll discover that message by listening to this podcast before he's even seen it on the board. So then we're into the next sequence of clips, which comes off the back of Joey finding out that Chandler's made this mistake, basically. Yeah. And again, it's quite... this is the third of the four sequences. And, you know, we are, like I said before, getting more and more thin getting into them. And this is basically Chandler, I think the line in is something like, you know, everyone's allowed one mistake. Cue montage of mistakes they've all made in the past. And then we get two separate montages with a couple of quick lines in between. Basically, one is Chandler making mistakes at the expense of Joey, and the other one is Joey making mistakes at the expense of Chandler. Now, the difference in these montages is actually really interesting, because Chandler's is the bracelet, you know, when he gets the friendship bracelet, the big metal bracelet off Joey, and he's appalled and he's waving it around and basically going, this is a piece of crap. And then the next one is when he kisses Kathy, Joey's girlfriend, and ends up getting with her when Joey's car's broken down.
Quite a low friendship moment, that is.
Yeah, I mean, both of those, Chandler being an appalling friend, really. Then we get Joey's montage, which in sequence is locking himself in the entertainment unit, accidentally setting Chandler up on a date with Janice, and sending Chandler to his tailor, where the tailor touches him up. All three of which are just Joey being stupid.
Yeah.
They're not Joey being, none of them are Joey being malicious, are they?
Yeah, he's not sort of consciously being a bad friend, whereas when Chandler got with Kathy, like, he knew what he was doing when he did that.
Yeah, Chandler is walking around shouting about this nice, thoughtful gift his best friend's got him, saying what a piece of crap it is, and then he's getting off with his best friend's girlfriend while he's away. Not good things, Chandler. Joey is basically just he's a bit thick, isn't he?
The thing is, when I was watching this episode, if I had been watching this on TV, not for the purpose of, you know, research, I think I would have just gone along with all these montages, because largely I've seen them many times before and I just remember that they were in that episode. That's just what it's like. But now watching it, trying to think about it a bit more carefully, I don't understand why those montages are in there. I don't understand why at that point they needed those examples of Joey and Chandler being bad friends to each other. I don't get what this episode gets from going back and digging those things up.
No, and it can only really probably have been a time and money consideration, really, because that's the only explanation for it, is that they for some reason needed to save money on this. A lot of the original stuff they shoot is just in, I think it's just in the two apartments in Central Perk, isn't it? It's in the main three sets. A decent whack of it is Joey and Phoebe just acting in the apartment reading out lines. But it must have just been a budget and time thing that they needed to squeeze it a little bit because, like I say, they've done basically half an original episode. It doesn't feel like it would have been that much more to do the rest of it and just not bothered with the clips.
Do you know what I would have liked? I would have liked more of the friends reading from the script, acting out and helping Joey rehearse. That in itself, all in one room, in one episode, them going through that and helping out like Phoebe and Ross did and playing those parts. I think there's more in that than there is digging all this stuff up just to get to the point of Joey going to his audition.
Yes. So then we get to the fourth and final major series of clips before the bizarre hug montage. And this one is even more sort of left field, isn't it? And this one is, I think the line that Rachel says is, "We've all been there, we fight and we make up." And it just then goes into a sequence of times when they've all fought.
Yeah, times when they were being horrible to each other.
Nothing to do with the storyline as present. At least the previous ones were sort of vaguely related to Joey and Chandler's history and relationship. This one is just, like you say, Ross and Rachel fighting about the letter. It's not that common. It doesn't happen to every guy, all that. Then Rachel and Monica fighting over Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, none of it makes any sense. Why is that there?
Then Joey putting on all Chandler's clothes. And then Joey just sitting alone in his apartment, having moved out, you know, in that all by myself sequence.
Yeah.
And then we're back into the rest of the storyline, which is, apart from the strange hug montage, all back to original content. And so we get Chandler once again answering the phone and writing the message on the board again, and then running around this time, at least, and trying to find Joey. Again, pick up the phone, mate. Give him a call. He's probably got a cell phone by now.
Much easier.
But he's gone to Ross's place, he's gone to Central Perk, he's gone to all the sandwich shops in Manhattan, apparently. But as luck would have it, this time Joey does find the message, he does go to the audition, he gets the part, despite being a terrible actor, then, you know, everything's happy, everyone's happy again, they do the hug, and then we have the big hug montage where everyone's just hugging for a minute.
Yeah, which wears thin very quickly. Like, all right, I get it, you like hugging each other, like, that's fine, I get that. And then there's this weird sort of, afterwards, when it cuts back to them, they're like, do we do this too much? And then they separate and they just shake hands. And it's all very like, in the way that the male characters and friends are at time to time, it's a little unnecessarily masculine, I think.
Yes, but intimacy issues.
But like, we can't hug, that's
male
too
to
much.
Male, isn't it? Yeah. And this is very much before the nap episode or any of that where male intimacy becomes a real, you know. But yeah, but that's it. That's the one with mac and cheese. And it sets us up for a number of episodes in the future where Joey does have this job, and actually the next episode that was about to roll onto my Netflix is the one with Elizabeth's dad, which we've covered, which is why we've covered mac and cheese stuff before. So it's the first of the Bruce Willis episodes, erroneously chosen by our guest who wanted to choose the second Bruce Willis episode, but never mind, that one's still up for grabs, guys. And yeah, there's that whole storyline of Joey helping the robot operator get off with girls, Wayne, which is the one we have previously covered. But that's it. Clip show number two, D-O-N and also E.
So thank you very much for listening and for listening to Friends with Friends. If you enjoy it, we're going to do that thing that podcasters do. Please like and subscribe. No, that's YouTubers. What am I trying to say? Please rate us and review. See, I'm not very good at this.
We got this down pat, Pete, haven't we?
Please like and... I mean, you can subscribe to podcasts, so please do that as well.
Yeah, do what you want, mate. Yeah. Like, subscribe, rate, review.
Please review us because it helps. And thank you for sharing it with other people, because I noticed this in our Twitter notifications. People are like, oh, if you heard this podcast, you love Friends, you should listen to this. Please do more of that because it helps more people hear us. And that's just really nice.
Normal service reviews next week with an actual guest / friend, so listen to the bit after the music and you'll find out who that is. Ooh, who's it gonna be? Is it gonna be Steve Bouchier the comedian? Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the mystery reigns, doesn't it? Who could it possibly be on next week's podcast? We'll never know. We won't.
It wasn't a mystery right for here. Very long, that was it?
No, it wasn't. Sorry, it's the comedian Steve Bouchier. Hi,
hello,
Steve.
How you doing?
Very well, thanks. Are you looking forward to discussing your favourite episode?
So excited. Love Friends. Can't wait to talk about it and geek out about sitcoms.
Tell us, please, which is the episode you have chosen?
I've chosen Series 2, Episode 22, the one with two parties, Rachel's birthday.
Absolute corking episode.
Great episode.
Can't wait for that. Season 2, Episode 22, the one with two parties. If you would like to prepare yourselves for next week's episode of Friends with Friends, go away, watch it, settle in. We'll see you there. Bye.
Bye.
Great big owl. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.